everybody.
I'm Mo.
And I'm Katie. And this is
Unforgettable Experiences,
the podcast. Join us for timeless memories,
indelible moments,
remarkable encounters,
epic failures,
irreplaceable events,
and life-changing adventures. You know, all the things that make our lives fuller and just more fun.
Be inspired, moved, and reminded of the incredible power that unforgettable experiences hold. This is Unforgettable Experiences,
the podcast.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Mo.
And I'm Katie. And this is Unforgettable Experiences, the podcast.
Did you point?
Good, I did. Oh, hey, everybody. It's good to see you again.
I feel like we need to reintroduce ourselves because
it's been a minute.
It's been a lot of minutes.
Yes.
In our excuse, though, we've been busy.
We gave a TED Talk.
Yeah. We're still waiting for it to come out.
But. And I had surgery on my hand. So actually,
you should
I
see
say
the other guy.
Mo tried to twist my arm, and here we are. But. So this big club on the end of my arm, I'm just going to go around.
Now, I look, if you're watching the video, you can see that we are fancy. We've got a Shure microphone.
We do.
It's not plugged in, but we have a Shure microphone.
You just like, ruined this the whole is a illusion. It might as well be an ice cream cone.
Wait, that's not? It's one of those shots. Don't. Okay. No, we went through several iterations, and we're just kind of, you ever have one of those days where it's just like, you know what?
We are having one of those days.
Yeah, don't fight the man. Just give in.
Don't fight the man.
Yeah,
so. No, seriously, we're very, very happy to be back at the podcasting desk because we are doing a lot of things, but doing the podcast is still something that we love to do.
Also, if you're watching, you'll see that we've got two birds who've done flyby poopings. So,
no extra charge for the flyby pooping. So
the birds have put a deposit down on my house. No, anyway, it's been good, but we want to get back into the swing of things. We have a lot coming out about the TED Talk. I'm very conscious of this microphone.
That is
like,
not working.
Wait, doesn't matter if I
could just swing it around if you want to. Do whatever.
So listen.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, so well, that doesn't work at all. we definitely have some lessons learned and some things that we take away, and we're working on kind of putting that together as far as our TED Talk. We are still waiting for Big Ted to review and approve our talk because there were two of us on stage, so it's a little bit different.
And I've been asked when I communicate that to people, we're waiting for Big Ted, and they're like, oh, who's Big Ted? Like, who is he? So Big Ted is not a person. It is the organization of
unless your
Ted.
Name is Ted. Theodore, we're not
fully
calling
in
you
support.
Big or calling you.
That's right.
Non existent. Yeah, Ted stands for technology, entertainment,
right.
And design.
And
the X stands for independently
excellent.
Again, spelling, not a strong suit.
And let's pretend this is your first time tuning into our podcast for just a second. Because you stumbled upon our thing somewhere. So hello, first of all.
And you're welcome.
And just to give you a little bit of background, you know, we are random, we are ridiculous. This has been such a fun journey though, Mo, and I'm really struck by this. I've been thinking about it a lot. As we are in March of 2024, it's actually the fourth year, almost to the day, I would say. Probably sometime in the teens of March. In 2020,
which is different than the Ides of March.
That's true.
Yes.
It's Uber Day.
We had Caesar salad for lunch too. What are the odds?
It was a stabbingly good time.
Toberic.
So 4 years ago, in March of 2020, literally days before the world shut down, we started this podcast, and this was born out of the randomness of as we found ourselves connecting more and more as friends. Mm-hmm. We really could feel the pull that we have some joy, some randomness, a lot of positivity, a lot of randomness, a lot of silliness.
And some randomness.
To spread to the rest of the
world. Repetition.
And redundance. So, so happy 4-year podiversary.
Podiversary.
It's very exciting.
And for those of you who have been with us from the beginning,
you're welcome.
We're sorry.
And then this part of our journey that we're talking about, we got a call.
Can you lean back just a little bit? Because Pino's walking down the driveway.
Can you see the cat, everyone? Can you see the Maine Coon in the driveway? He's quite the majestic creature.
He's just to the left of the bird poop. Anyway.
Back in September, we received a call from Greg Smith, who is the organizer of TEDx Youngstown. Mo spoke at TEDx Youngstown in September of 2019, before we started the podcast.
Oh.
And it was an amazing experience. And then we were asked in September to do a duo joint TED Talk, which is not common.
So here's the thing, though. It was in February of 2020 that Katie and I first vocalized to our coach that we wanted to take the TED stage, TEDx stage, together as a duo. And our coach didn't say no, but certainly
didn't say yes.
And as an improver, she didn't say but. She said, yes, I hear you. And
it's not done very often. And
because it's not done well.
So we were like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
All of that to come around where 2 weeks ago,
we did
two weeks ago today.
Ooh,
we took
the TEDx stage together. So I just think it's... And, you know, we're in the process of manifesting other stuff too. But I think, Katie, you've been really good for me. Is a lot of times we're just like, things aren't happening fast enough. And she's like, it was only 4 years ago. And 4 years sounds like a long time. But in the cosmic big scheme of things,
yeah.
I guess it really isn't.
Yeah.
But for those of you who want something to happen, there's something magical about saying it and putting it out there.
Yeah.
And
we've been saying and putting out there some other things too,
yeah,
that
so
we want to see happen.
So we're what do we call it? Manifesting kind of sounds woo-woo sometimes. But I have become more woo-woo in my old age. But yeah, so I mean, just for those of you out who are manifesting things, we want to know what you're manifesting,
yeah.
First of all.
What are you believing for? What are you thinking, you know, that you want to happen in the future?
Yeah.
And and it's been a good year. I know we jumped on, gosh, maybe a month or so ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. We've done some variety shows at Manor Mill in the past 6 months. We've done the TED Talk. We've got a small tour in the UK coming up.
Because Helena helped us out, man.
So we're really excited about the things that are...
See Greg and Amelia?
Coming up.
Text them, let them know
we're coming. We're really, really excited.
UK, we're coming for you.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. So, and excited about moving our brand forward because positivity and humor, it changes things.
Yep.
It changes things. It rewires your brain. And our TED Talk, when you get to hear it, or if you already watched it live, thank you for doing
that.
It is about disrupting monotony. We get stuck in these monotonous routines, and it's about being willing to shake them up. And
oh, I wonder if Shake and Bake would be our sponsor.
That makes me
unforgettable experiences.
Talladega
the podcast.
Nights.
Shake and Bake. Is it bake?
No,
that's a different kind of bake. Sorry.
Oh,
happy April 20th.
If you're not watching the video right now, don't. So
anyway, so we're going to get back to our normal, we have changed formats a little bit over the years, but basically what we want to do is look at one story and kind of brace ourselves and see what happens from there. So
Katie is unlocking her iPad. I want to read a story about a couple.
Are you going to do the voices and everything?
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
And all the ads for Coach Purse and the outlet store.
This story takes place in North Carolina. So shout out to who we know in North Carolina, our friends in North Carolina. My friend Jess lives
Beth.
There. Yes.
Beth and Ben.
Beth and Ben are in North Carolina. All of our friends in the Queen Charlotte chorus.
Yeah.
Ashley.
And
Amanda.
Well,
and
Amanda lives down in Florida.
And Debbie.
Yeah.
Gosh, so
everybody. All y'all.
All y'all. So
that was very nice.
There is a
Carolinian.
There's a restaurant in North Carolina called the Side Street Poorhouse and Grill.
P-O-U-R.
Yes! this man, his name is Ted.
Oh, how weird.
Is he
a big guy? Is it Big Ted?
His middle initial is X. So Ted and his wife went out to dinner, and they were waited on by this lovely waitress named Hope. And when Ted got home, he realized that he had put the tip on the merchant's copy and signed it, but had taken it with him.
Oh.
So the restaurant was not able to add the tip to the bill. And he felt terrible because he had such a great experience with the waitress. So what he did was he wrote a letter to the restaurant and included a crisp $20 bill.
Nice.
And apologized to the waitress. Now, I don't know about you, but I was always told as a kid and as an adult, like, don't send cash through the mail.
Yes, my mom did that too.
Yeah. Like, just don't. I'm like, well, how are they going to know? But
I mean, how did the Prince of Nigeria get a hold of people when he needed cash?
So he wrote that it happened at the end of last year, 2023. So he said, here's to a fresh start in 2024.
Oh, cool.
Thanked her for her service. They said, the restaurant said it was a class act. It was, you know, a great tale of how someone, you know, wants to make things right.
Is he a regular or was he like visiting?
I'm
going to ask Katie a bunch of questions about this article.
She always does this. I always get interrogated. Just
it's
like
called shoddy recording.
Quirky facts. But so I don't know. He sent them a $20 bill note. That's all I know. So
next week, when it will be corn. next podcast, which should be in about 3 months.
3 months. Oh, we should do a podcast from the UK.
Oh, we will.
That would be fun.
Oh, we can practice now.
Oh.
I'll be over here. Okay, you didn't move.
No. I'm injured.
Are your feet injured?
No. Smack you with my club arm.
Well, you do that even when you... I smack you with my club foot.
So anyway, I think this would be, you know, a good opportunity to talk about it. I can see you're very well prepared.
I am well prepared.
Talk about the mail. Talk about the lost art of mailing things.
M-A-I-L. I said into the non-plugged-in microphone. So I think this is perfect. You're talking about Ted. You're talking about Ted.
Know,
you're
right?
Talking about Ben and Beth.
And Hope. Hope. Like Hope. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Never mind.
No, so I have to say, so we're gonna make a little plug. So just to let you know, there's a commercial coming up. We're gonna talk about our postcards that are available for sale on our website.
Yeah, these are cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
These are cool.
But hold on. So I went to high school.
But hold on.
But wait, there's more. So I went to high school with Beth Farner, and she and her husband Ben live in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we've done some high school reunions and stuff like that, and. But what's really been interesting is Ben sends out postcards like a madman.
He's your pen pal.
He's your pen pal. Maybe this is why we only do a podcast.
We
every
crack
three.
Ourselves up.
We do. But and I've gotten some notes and gifts from Beth and Ben, and like
mm-hmm.
Beth is really thoughtful. Like they'll send me gifts like umbrella hats.
Yes,
And she's like, she goes, isn't that what friendship is for? You know, you find trinkets and mail the trinkets that make you think of the other person.
Love
and
it.
Beth is really good about that. But Ben is like this dry humor guy.
It's so funny.
And I have to read this one. So they travel a lot. Beth and Ben travel a lot. And this is a war scene. I don't know if you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you what it says, but it's in Spanish.
Español.
Yes. La foie gras. That's French. Anyway. This is what Ben wrote. I enjoy going to national museums because they always have epic paintings detailing their glorious victories over their perfidious enemies. Sanitized glimpses at the blood, gore, and stink of battle, with neat little lines of sharp uniforms and flying banners. Battles all the children know from birth. The mere mention of the locale causes patriots' chests to swell with pride. I stand before these artworks and say, never heard of it. Good trip. Head home on Christmas Day, Ben.
Like... I love it.
And like,
I love it.
And like, here's another one. This is from Germany, so it is
ooh, nice.
Not in French.
Deutschland.
But he says, this almost feels like it shouldn't count as a postcard since it's almost fully filled out by a helpful German, but it does count, so there.
Helpful German.
But it says, drank too much last night at the neighbor's house, have to move now. Ben.
Story there. We need to have Ben on to tell us
yes.
like, the story behind the postcards.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but and it's funny because we talk about all the time when we get our mail, it's like some roofing company. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't need a new roof because you're the same damn company that just put the roof on here. So stop mailing me with, do I want a new roof? If you're not behind your work, then I don't want you doing my roof again. We shouldn't have had you do it the first. Anyway.
There is nothing like getting like mail.
Yeah.
Like getting a card. So my friend Amber. Sent me a really lovely gift box the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She and her daughter Alondra picked out a whole bunch of fun things for me while I'm recovering. Just like little those little pop things. See little pop.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
No, they're like the little. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh,
and you're
wrap.
Not helping.
Bubble wrap.
Not bubble wrap.
I'm not trying
Give
to
me
help.
A whole bunch of purple pens and this grabber that lights up so I can grab things since I'm down to one paw. So lots of things.
What kind of stuff are you grabbing?
Things.
But only at night?
What it does that? Light up. It's pretty cool. So
the whole thing, but, just like the head.
But like to get that box,
so she just glossed
it right over. to get that box and to open, like just to know somebody took the time to think of you like that. And anytime it's a handwritten, I got a get well card from someone in my choir at church. Like just those thoughtful things, it really makes a big difference.
Well, and shout out to my other friend Donna, who
hi, Donna.
Again, speaking of handwritten, and everybody's got nice penmanship.
They
Ben,
sure do.
Beth, Donna.
Ben's should be a font.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
So this was, and here's the
first of Donna.
And here's the thing. This is from Donna Miller, and Donna is an amazing, she's an aviator, and she actually once flew for Hooters Air for 6 months because she had to keep up her typewriting, and so that was the only airline that was hiring at the time,
nice.
So anyway.
Is that like a twin engine, Hooters Air?
Yeah, yes it is.
Do you remember when it happened?
I do. Thanks for those memories. Tits, the best airline in the air.
I know they're very supportive.
Yeah, they are. Mm. You don't want to see their flotation devices though, so. But if you are in a water landing,
no,
you're going to be fine.
Bra.
I say, Lee, what you did there. Okay. You're going to argue the discussion? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Stop taking the jokes out of my head.
Say them faster. But I think here's something else that, I mean, it's not like I've been holding on to these hoping to do a podcast. I held on to them because they made me smile. They made me laugh. And I'll tell you what I don't hold on to. The damn roofing company asked me if I want a new roof. And again, it's the same company that put on the new roof on our house right now. I don't need another new roof.
Passionately opposed to the roofing company. Yeah. What did the roofing company do to you, Molly?
They mailed me like a discount for a new roof. I paid full price for a damn roof.
Discount's a discount.
Yeah, but
apparently roofing companies make you swear on the podcast. That's what... Don't. You're the one that's going to have to edit it.
I know.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
But I hang on to stuff like this, and I think that's different. I don't hang on to the roofing or the AARP notifications and all this other stuff.
I do, too.
So.
I'll keep those handwritten notes in. Sometimes I'll even keep them, like, in the pocket of my iPad case, so I have it with me all the time.
Yeah.
Or in a...
That's called hoarding. That's something...
Well, yeah.
So, speaking of postcards, we have been making some of these. Now, we've been through a couple iterations. Like, you'll see the glossy on this if you're watching. Right by the bird poop. It's a little glossy. We had to work with the printer, so now the... That's a bad example. Now the glossy's on the back.
That's right.
Beside you with color... Is this. Now, this one right here is a good card, thinking of you card for men, your man friends. It says the Eiffel Tower is 6 inches taller in the summer. It's just a good, again, thinking of you. And listen, you can color it and then send it, or you can not color it and send it. Or
you
could
give it to someone with some colored pencils.
Or you could color
thing.
It and not send it, or you could not send it or not color
that's
it.
Right.
What's important is that you buy it from us, I think.
That's right.
But it's got the little thing. So even there's got little facts, and it says thermal expansion causes the Eiffel Tower to get taller and lean about 6 inches away from the sun as one side heats up faster than the other three sides.
And the cool thing is, one of the cool things, is that these are quirky facts and weird holidays from the last 115 or so episodes of our podcast. So it's kind of like a fun treasure hunt to go back and find out. Like
Carrie Ward is good at
Carrie's
good.
I had this as a quirky fact on an episode. Can you figure out what episode it was?
Ask Carrie.
Same thing with this one. I remember this episode because we were outside at the park near my house when we did this one. I remember that.
Okay, so if you're not watching, which one is this one?
That's right. And I know it was also, here's your clue, it was near Veterans Day because
I remember Veterans Day. Read the postcard.
Oh, sloths don't fart.
Now, if somebody wants to know a little bit more about this sloth farting, could you read the back there, Katie?
The sloth's digestive system takes days to digest the leaves it eats. Would-be sloth farts are reabsorbed through the intestines into the bloodstream, then respired out of the lungs. Literal fart breath, which is a great name for a quartet or a band.
Literal fart breath. Or just fart breath. But here's, I'm just going to make one more point for these.
This
is a collector's item.
It is.
This says Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
It's not
and
for everyone.
Here's why this is a collector's item. This, let me just read the back of this because it can. In 2018, Nebraska unveiled a new self-deprecating tourism slogan which drew in $7.1 million in publicity value, increased lodging tax revenue, and moved Nebraska out of its last place ranking as the least likely state for travelers to visit. This year, they have done away...
Quitters.
And hold it up, Stan, upside down. This year, they have done away with this. That's why this is a collector's item.
Okay. Is 6 years long enough to really live with a slogan? I mean, come on, 2018 to now.
Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Neither are we.
Yeah. Anyway, so again, we're going to be printing out more of yeah, okay.
And truth be told, there are some other quirky fact coloring pages that Mo has made that we have. So if you know, should the demand come for them?
I don't mean to let this out, but there will be a whole series of animal farts, like the manatee and the elephant. That's all I'm going to say about that. I just want to let that out slowly.
It was silent but deadly.
It was, yes. But anyway.
I was trying to make another point.
Yeah, listen, I'm the one who has to edit this mess. So. So we just wanted to pop on.
Yeah. It is like so fun to be doing all the things that we're doing. We are having a blast. It is good to be back in the podcast seats, mm-hmm. though, because it keeps us, you know, kind of our brand and our quirk grew out of doing this.
Yeah.
And I love the people, like there are people that we are connected with because of the podcast that we wouldn't have been otherwise.
Yep.
So it's like coming home. It's like returning to
I'm coming home.
So
anyway, so we just want to do that. And again, we are Unforgettable Experiences. That's what our new podcast, our website name is,
yes.
unforgettableexperiences.com. If
yes.
that's too much to type in, just type in Mo and Katie Show.com.
It'll take you there.
It'll take you right there.
It'll take
but
you there.
There's a lot of ease in Unforgettable Experiences.
There are a lot of ease.
That's because it's easy to be unforgettable. Write that down.
Bam.
Write that down.
And watch. It's not plugged in.
Well, then stop talking into it.
And
know.
Keep an eye out for our TED Talk to drop probably in a month or so, maybe
yeah.
a little longer.
You'll hear us talk about it.
Oh,
yeah.
We're excited.
Yeah. We just want to pop on, say hi,
yep.
say thank you. And we just encourage everybody to disrupt monotony.
That's right. Go out there and make some unforgettable experiences. Be grateful.
Keep laughing.
And stay positive.
Okay, bye.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.